You want me to call my daddy? Jesus.
Is evidence that we're running out of time. Hope you enjoy our pastor's message. I'm Brother Michael Williams. Thank you for listening. We pray you were enlightened spiritually by our radio broadcast. If you would like a copy of our service or support us by donation, write us at Bethany Ministry Center, P.O. Box 6764, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or call us at 318-561-0064 and leave a message. Join us next Saturday at 12:15 p.m.
FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Good afternoon. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God. Well, praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord and all of his hosts. And thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to another session of Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT 88.1 FM, your real love station. I'm your host, Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my beautiful wife of 26 and three-quarter years,
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And together we bring to you the Moments of Inspiration broadcast ministry. It is a well-rounded broadcast ministry that is especially formulated to minister to the whole man, primarily in the body of Christ, in the last days in which that we are currently residing in. Brothers and sisters, yes, we have come to another epoch in the final conclusion of the matter. That's right. I do believe that we are at the threshold of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it behooves us to be ready. The five foolish virgins were not ready, and they missed out. Will you be in that number? We sing the song, "When the Saints Go Marching Home, I Want to Be in That Number." Well, brothers and sisters, let me tell you, if your lamps are not trimmed with oil and you're not watching and patiently waiting, whatever state you are found in, that is the state that you will be left in. On that note, Minister Mildred, if you so kindly will, share a scripture and take us before the throne of grace in Jesus' name.
Amen. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. Heavenly Father, we come to you once again, thanking and praising you, Lord God, because you're worthy to be praised. God, we thank you because we found nobody like you. We thank you because you are our soon coming King. We thank you because you loved us before we loved ourselves. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We ask you to look on your people throughout this land. Father, we ask you to look on all of your people, God, because you said all souls are mine. Glory to God. So we're asking you to look on everybody, Lord God. And we're praying, God, for so many people that are bereaved during this time, Lord God. We continue to lift them up today. We lift up our manager here, Sister Jacobs, today, Lord, during the time of her bereavement.
Yes.
Lord, we just ask you to look on all of your people everywhere, Lord God.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Help us all, Lord God. We need you. We can't get along without you. Lord God, look on the backsliders. Lord God, we know time is soon to the end, Lord. We know that. And we see it in the land, Lord God. We're asking you to look on your people, God. Give them a heart to repent of their sins and turn back to the way of you, Lord God, before it's too late. So many are dying without you on their side, Lord. And for the believers, we ought to be in an uproar, Lord, in the spirit realm, because we see so much is happening, Lord God. And we're asking you to give us that motivation, give us that boldness to truly seek you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We even pray for the broadcast on today.
Yes,
that you,
Lord,
would just bless us to say something that will be a blessing to so many out there, Lord God.
Lord Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus,
we pray. In the name
of
Jesus.
Let you be glorified.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus'
amen.
Name. Amen.
Amen
and amen. Brothers and sisters, amen. We have crossed through the Red Sea, and God is constantly leading us to the promised land. We have moved out of 2012 and have now moved into 2013.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Amen. And as I prepared for the broadcast, I asked the Lord, amen. And I said, Lord, now what can we share with your people on today? Because still there are many of God's people hurting. They are going through certain circumstances and situations.
Yes.
Amen. But the word of God tells us it's time to go on to perfection.
Yes.
People of God, don't take last year's trash into 2012's new dwelling place. You see, one thing about it, amen, when God blesses us to get out of the ghetto into the get more, one of the things that I found out, amen, there have been people that were living in what's called less suitable conditions, Minister Mildred.
Yes, yes.
And we understand that in certain poverty-stricken areas, people experience what's called rodents and roaches, rats, spiders, and all type of detestable things. And so when God opens up a door for them to move to another apartment, it is important that they leave all of the filth and trash in the apartment behind, because when they leave one apartment, Minister Mildred, and move to the next, they're just going to infest the house all over again.
Say it now.
Isn't that right?
That's the truth.
Praise be to God. And so it's important, as well as expedient, amen, that they leave everything. Sometimes people have just moved into an empty apartment and refurnished it as they went.
Exactly.
So that they will not reinfest. Because let me tell you, when you go from one place to another, no matter what you take with you, those little critters are hiding.
My God.
Uh-huh. And all it takes is a little leaven.
Come on.
From 2012 to leaven the whole lump in 2013.
So true.
Let me repeat that again. All it takes is a little leaven from 2012 to infiltrate and mess up everything in 2013. And brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. The word of God is true. Minister Miller, we're going to go to some scriptures to show you that this word is not weak.
Yes.
That this word does what it says, and it will do just what it said. The thing is, why do you think Jesus told many of the people, he said, go and sin
no more
lest a worser thing
come upon you.
Look at this. In other words, the more that I'm captivated by sin, the more the circumstance, it ain't going to get no better.
No worse.
It's going to get worse. Amen. That's the lie and the deception that the enemy has perpetrated in the hearts of God's people to make them think that if we don't take and use wisely what God gives us, we are just like the servant who had the one talent and who sat on it and did not bring the manifestation of multiplication with what God gave him. You see, when God saves you, he didn't save you to go backwards.
Yes, Lord.
And if you're still going backwards, then you've got to question your salvation.
Make it plain.
Praise be to God. If things ain't getting better and you still going backwards in reverse instead of going forward, then you know what? I got to go back and ask God to help me do my first work over again.
Amen.
And that has come to the altar of repentance and get it just right. Minister Mitchell, we're going to be going to several scriptures. And the first scripture that I want to share with you is coming from the book of Romans, chapter number 6. And praise be to God. And after we read so much of those scriptures, Minister Mildred, then we're going to be going to those other scriptures, amen, briefly, so that we can try to get this in the time frame that we have. Praise be to God. But I want to start off in Romans chapter 6. This is 2013, brothers and sisters. Amen. It was important that God even told the children of Israel to leave Egypt over in Egypt. Amen. And if you don't leave sin out of your life, it is going to destroy you.
Oh,
it is going to take you under. And one thing about it, can I tell y'all something? Jesus, when he saved us, he didn't have to do anything. The fact of the matter is, if you don't know what's accessible to you, and if you spend more time making excuses, like the man that had the talent, he made an excuse and said, well, I knew what kind of person you were, so I sat on the Holy Ghost. I did not let it bring perfection in my life. I sat on it, and you know what? I took for granted, God, that you know what? Can't no man judge me, because you know my heart. You're absolutely correct. If you still in sin, God knows your heart. Mm. Your heart is wicked.
Wicked.
Because when Jesus did something, he done it for perfection, not depletion. Mm. Minister Mildred, chapter number 6. What does it say starting at verse number 1?
Number
Romans chapter 6. Starting at verse number one.
What shall we say then?
What shall we say then? How are we going to address this? This is 2013 now, and God didn't move us out of 2012. What does it say?
Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?
Now, if I can just briefly decipher that and help you to understand, are we going to continue making the excuse, I ain't what it should be, but God's still working on me? That's what we said in 2010. That's what we said in 2009. That's what we said in 2000. And now we are in 2013, 2013. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? What else, Minister Mildred?
God forbid.
It's not going to happen. I know it's a bubble buster right about now. But if you are in sin, brothers and sisters, you are not of God. The enemy has tricked you.
Yes.
And his job is to keep you thinking that it's okay, like he did the five foolish virgins, made them think that they had enough time. And when it was all said and done, they were tricked and they were left behind. Why do you think Jesus gave the admonition and said, go and sin no more, lest a worse thing happen to you? You see, brothers and sisters, when a man got gangrene, his hand or finger or toe, they got to cut it off. If there is something that is keeping you in sin, you need to cut it off. If it's a man, if it's a woman, if it's a habit, you need to cut it off. What else, Minister Mildred?
And amen, Bishop, while you were saying that, it's the same thing with any kind of other things like boils or anything. Instead of, you know, picking at that boil or whatever, you need to go get it lanced. And that's the same thing sin would do. When you continually play with it and play with it and play with it, it's soon going to overtake you if you don't stop and get the matter secured.
Taken care of. Yeah, you can't pet it. You can't play with it because it will destroy you. All right, verse number two says what?
God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein?
Now, it's interesting that Paul gave the analogy. He said, now, we are dead to sin. Dead to sin means that I'm putting an emphasis that I have the advantage over sin, and sin does not have the advantage over me. Praise be to God. What does he say in verse number three?
Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death?
Now, this is more than just symbolic representation, but brothers and sisters, there is a spiritual manifestation taking place here. When you are associated with the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ died. Amen. And when he went into the earth, he stayed there, and then he was resurrected. Now, watch what he said. After he resurrected, he said, all power. Watch this now. Now, if you're a believer and you're following Jesus, Jesus said, all power is given unto me, both in heaven and in earth. Now, if I'm in this earth, and this is a sinful world, and all power has been given, Jesus has power over sin. And if Jesus is in you, then sin should not reign
in
your
mortal body.
Yes. Body.
Yes, yes.
Praise be to God. Number six, skip on down for the sake of time, Minister.
Number six said, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, and henceforth we should not serve sin.
You see, brothers and sisters, you don't have to serve sin.
That's it.
Amen. Your Holy Spirit inside of you has given you the authority. When Jesus said, all power has been given unto me. But the truth of the matter is, you got religion
and
you ain't got no relationship.
That's it, bitch.
That's why you're battling. That's why you're struggling. That's why you're still going through what you're going through. But brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. I would lay down my religion and I would come to God in sackcloth and ashes and said, Lord, the same Pentecostal Holy Ghost that they received back in that day, that's the one I want now.
Amen.
Not the one where they just a ta-ta-ta-ta and a skip and a shy and a hook of my mind. No. I want the one that calls cloven tongues of fire, that representing burning up sin.
Burning up.
In our life.
Hallelujah.
To be a part
that's
of my life.
To have. Lord God.
Watch this. Verse number seven says what, Minister Mildred?
But he that is dead is freed from sin.
Now wait just a minute. How is it I'm still in sin if I'm freed from it? You know why? Because I haven't been buried.
My God.
I haven't been associated with the death, burial, and resurrection and don't have the knowledge of what Christ is sharing with me. Skip down to verse number 12 for the likeness of time, Minister Mildred.
Let no sin therefore reign in your mortal body that you should obey it in the lust thereof.
You see that, brothers and sisters? Sin was not meant to reign.
That's right.
In our mortal body.
It cannot.
Now, I'm going to share something with you because the fact of the matter is we have too many saints that are making the excuse and say, I ain't what I should be, but God's still working on me. But can I tell you something? Those five foolish virgins wasn't what they should be either. But when the time came, and it came, and keep this in mind, brothers and sisters, if God says I'm coming as a thief in the night and you ain't what you should be, what do you think is going to happen?
Going to be left behind, Bishop.
What do you think is going to happen? And the truth of the matter is, if I'm following somebody that ain't what they should be, where does that lead me?
Man, you're falling in ditch.
I'm going to be in the same. See, that's what happened. Five of those virgins that were foolish had one ring leader that coached them not to be ready.
Yes.
And when you have a leader that is not ready himself, he's leading you or she's leading you in a ditch.
Amen.
If I'm in sin, I'm not in a position to lead. I need to sit down and get myself together. Because what I'm doing is I'm playing with God. And not only am I playing with God, I'm playing with my soul.
Salvation.
And the essence of who God is serious. Well, let me show you how serious the word of God is. And there's really no excuse. Minister Mildred, that other scripture that I got in 1 John, the third chapter.
7 through 10.
Amen. Go there with me, if you will, real quick.
Amen.
First John
3:7-10.
Give me just a second to get there with you, because what I want to share with God's people is that the excuses are over.
All right.
The excuses are over. The word of God will do just what it said it would do. All right, 1 John chapter number 3.
Seven.
Amen. Starting at verse number I'm in the wrong book myself. I'm in James. I'm looking for John. All right. If you have it, Minister Mildred, go ahead and start reading that.
Amen. Number 7, say, little children.
Now watch this, brothers and sisters. We have to humble ourselves. It doesn't matter about what ecclesiastical position I hold. It doesn't matter what title I possess. But the fact of the matter, God's word is true and it is real. Now watch how this same disciple that Jesus loved, the Apostle John, who wrote even the revelation on the Isle of Patmos, listen how he admonishes the church. And I want you to get this, because in 2012, you skated, you skipped. You hooked and crooked. You did things that were not conducive for your walk with God. But let me tell you something. God allowed it, but now it is time to go unto perfection. What does it say, Minister Mildred?
Little children. Let no man deceive you.
Now watch this. I don't care. Don't let Bishop Townsend deceive you. Don't let no apostle deceive you. Don't let no reverend deceive you. Don't let no evangelist. Don't let no preacher. Don't let nobody deceive you. This is what the word of God says, and it says what it means, and it means what it says. What does it say, Minister Mildred?
He that doeth righteousness is righteous.
He that doeth righteous.
Even as he is righteous.
Righteous. Now, just a little tidbit to add to that. Sweet and bitter water.
Yes.
Cannot come from the same well.
It will not.
Righteousness and sin cannot come.
It cannot.
From the same vessel. Mm-hmm. What else does it say? Number 8.
He that committed sin is of the devil.
Now, you see how it pauses there? It puts a pause there to remind you that if I am living a sinful life, then I'm not of God.
That's it.
Now, this ain't Bishop Townsend, but this is what the word of God is telling you. Mm-hmm. If you are living in sin, you do not belong
to God.
You know what you're doing? You're going through the motions. You're just like a man who dresses up like a woman, but he's still a man. You're like a woman who dresses up like a man, but you're still a woman. Mm. You're like a saint who dresses up like a saint, but you're still a sinner.
My God.
You see, you can't live holy and be in sin at the same time.
You cannot. That's work.
It doesn't work. He that committeth sin is of the devil. See, you've been concealed. Look, you were in sin all of 2012. all of 2010, all of 2009. You went to church every Sunday. You preached every Sunday. Mm. Praise be to God. You baptized folks, but your life was not conducive with the word of God. What else does it say, Minister Mildred?
For the devil sinneth from the beginning.
Uh-huh.
For his purpose, this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil.
So why am I not allowing the Son of Jesus Christ, who was manifested to destroy the works of the devil, why aren't they destroyed in my life?
My God, my God.
Why? Because I'm making the excuse, and God ain't going to twist my arm and make me live saved. Uh-uh. He's not going to do that. What I've got to do is get in sackcloth and ashes and come to the realization that, you know what, Lord, I've got to shut up. Because, you know, when I was in the world, we used to gamble. And when I shot dice, they would say, bet I hit a 10 or 4. You know what I would tell them? Put up or shut up.
My God.
Put up or shut up.
My God.
And that's what the Holy Ghost is saying today.
Hallelujah.
Put up, produce,
yes,
or shut up. Because it is time out for making excuses. It is time out for leading God's people astray. It is time out, amen, because, amen, that's why the body of Christ is weak. That's the reason the body of Christ, amen, is not sheep are not coming in, because they are coming into religion and they're not coming into the body of Christ. The body of Christ is power. In demonstration in word and deed. It's not just demonstration with lip service. It is demonstration in power. What else, Minister Mildred?
Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin.
Wait a minute. Now, we are confessing to be born again. We're confessing to have the Holy Ghost. We're confessing that we accepted Jesus Christ and Lord and Savior of our life. But somebody lying. Either you lying or the word of God is lying. If you're still sinning, now watch it. Read that again, Minister Mildred.
Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him.
And what else?
And he cannot sin.
Why not?
Because he's born of God.
You see the difference what born again really means?
Yes, it means.
It's not an excuse to say, well, Lord, you know what? Jesus. I ain't got there yet, but I'm getting there. Mm. You know what? Yes, God. See, what I'm trying to tell you is this. There's baby stages.
Yes, it is.
And there's grown stage. And if you are preaching God's word, you ain't in no baby stage no
Shouldn't
more.
Shouldn't be.
Uh-uh. If you up teaching God's word, you ain't in no baby stage. And if you up doing that and you still in sin, you need to sit down and get yourself together, because you are leading folks to hell with you.
And another thing, Bishop, that can be very, very dangerous, because the wrath of God will fall down on them. We've seen too many people die right up in the pulpit because of their lifestyle. This is not a game.
God came to make a difference, Minister Mildred.
Yes, he did.
He said, make a difference between clean
and unclean.
And unclean.
Holy and unholy. Yes.
And unholy.
Yes.
If I'm sinning, I am of the devil.
That's what the word says.
Let's just put it out there for what it is. I'm not a godly man.
Yes, you're not.
I'm not a godly woman if I'm living in sin.
No, you're not.
I'm not a godly preacher if I'm in sin. I'm not a godly deacon if I'm in sin. I'm not a godly musician if I'm in sin.
Amen.
I'm not a godly usher if I'm in sin. I'm not a godly choir member if I'm in sin. He that commits sin is of
the devil.
All of 2011, you lived in sin, and God had mercy on you. But you know what? There is what's called a cutoff period.
Oh, how many times has it?
There is what's called a cutoff period. Huh? Judas probably could have been saved, but there was a cutoff period.
My Lord.
And he exceeded that cutoff period. Simon the sorcerer probably could have been saved, but he had a cutoff period. As so as God's people that have come to the acknowledgement of Jesus Christ. What does it say, Minister Mildred, in number
10?
Number 10.
In this, the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil.
You see the difference there, brothers and sisters. If you're in sin, you're of the devil. If you're living righteous and holy, you are of God. Sweet and bitter water will not come from the same well. Sin and holiness cannot dwell in the same vessel. Why do you think Jesus gave the analogy and said that you cannot put new wine in old skins, because something gonna rupture, something gonna bust, something ain't going to work. There must be a change. The two must accommodate each other.
Yes, Lord.
He said you cannot take new cloth and apply it to old cloth, for the old will rot the new.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? You're trying to take your old sins into a new lifestyle of Jesus Christ. You're rotting, and you don't even know it.
My God, my God.
You're dying, and Satan is getting the occasion over you.
Yes, Lord.
That last scripture says what? In that we're going to go to Peter, Minister Mildred.
Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother.
So you can't say you love God and you hate your brother either.
Come on. It's
praise
the
be to God.
Thing.
Let's go to Peter real quick. That scripture that I have there in Peter, I believe that's 1 Peter, starting at verse chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. 1 Peter 4, 1 and 2. What does that say, Minister Mildred?
1 Peter 4.
Yes, ma'am. 1 Peter 4 and 2.
Okay. That he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God.
God does not want you to continue living any longer the rest of the time of your life as a Christian in the flesh. If I'm in fornication, I'm in the flesh. If I'm in adultery, I'm in the flesh. If I'm into homosexuality, I'm in the flesh. If I'm into lesbianism, if I'm into backbiting, if I'm into stealing, embezzling, laundering money, I'm in the flesh, and that is a product of sin.
Amen.
So, brothers and sisters, Minister Mildred, in 2013, your encouragement to the people of God.
My encouragement, Bishop, is to get real. Because there's so many things that's coming upon this earth. And you don't want him to come back and your work is, you know, undone. At this time, brothers and sisters, it's time to get it right. It's time to get right with God. Leave the world alone. He said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. He said, if we love the world, the love of the Father is not in us. And so many times, Bishop, we see so many people just can't leave the world alone.
My Lord.
If you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you. You are of the devil. It's just plain as it is plain.
I would like to also assume that people are not receiving correct instruction when it comes to being delivered from the things. Satan's agenda is to get people to sin. I saw on the internet, Minister Mildred, not long ago, where you and I saw a pastor of a church and the whole congregation was involved in wife swapping and all type of lewd sexual acts.
Yes,
in the name of
Lord.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, yes, Father.
And what happened was one of the young men that was involved in the wife swapping with the pastor's wife killed her. Killed her, suffocated her to death after they had sexually abused her all night.
Yes, Lord.
And so we're living in a time, amen, where the enemy is doing some horrific and some horrible things. And except you be rooted and grounded in the things of the Lord Jesus Christ, the enemy is playing for keeps.
That's it, Bishop. That's it. We got to be real. This is 2013, another year, a new beginning. You got to take advantage of it because, hey, don't let him catch you.
He is destroying marriages.
That's what he done.
He is destroying churches.
Yes, what he done.
He is destroying the foundation of family right up under our noses right now. The family structure is being destroyed, and yet, all we're concerned about is getting another dollar.
That's it.
A bigger church.
The enemy got our mind.
More members.
Got our mind.
Amen. But we've got to bring people back to the illustration that God is tied with the wicked every day.
Every day.
So, brothers and sisters, let me tell you, if you're in the Natchez area, Minister Mildred and myself would love to have you come be a guest at our church, 111 Cloverdale Road in the city of Natchez, One-Way Apostolic Deliverance Temple, where all denominations are welcome, all seats are free. And let me tell you, whatever hang-ups you got, bring them to the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
But when you bring them there, my God is able to help you leave them there.
Hey.
I can't speak for nobody else's God.
Yes, Lord.
But the God that I serve is able to instantly deliver you from fornication, adultery, drugs, whatever, wife beating, husband beating, abusiveness. God is able to bring. Once that seed is planted, it's going to grow.
Yes, it is.
And once you let that seed of sin start in you, it's going to grow.
Yes, Lord.
And it ain't going to stop.
It won't stop.
Brothers and sisters, we love you with the love of the Lord. Minister Mildred.
Amen.
You want to give them a number?
Yes, at 662-704-0630.
We will be standing by to pray for you. Amen. And we're looking forward to see you at our church. I believe in deliverance. I believe in prayer. And I know that the enemy is defeated this day in Jesus' name. God bless you. We'll see you again on next week.
Amen. Bye-bye. For
holiness. Praise the Lord. We pray that this broadcast has been a blessing to you. And if it has, you can correspond with us by simply writing us at
111 Cloverdale Road, Natchez, Mississippi,